Just a thought. Yesterday, we made mention of a tag team, the tag team of sin and death. That tag team that has mankind in all sorts of trouble with God. And if those two were not enough, another has stepped into the ring. Romans chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Moreover, the law entered, not at all in man's defense, but that the offense might abound, that the offense might increase. Man is really in trouble now. For the law, we are told in chapter 7 and verse 12, is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. It is God who gave the law. So God himself speaks. We are told further that by the law is the knowledge of sin. Chapter 3 and verse 20. Paul in chapter 7 tells us, for I had not known sin but by the law. So the law served to point out that man is a sinner, that man is truly, totally helpless, feeble, impotent. In chapter 7 of verse 13, we are told, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, which is the law, that sin by the commandment may become exceeding sinful. So the law entered, that the offense might abound, that the offense might increase. But thank God for this little three-letter word. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Our grace overabounded. Our grace exceedingly abounded. Our grace superabounded. What a contrast. What a difference this little three-letter word brings. Grace. God's unearned, unmerited, and undeserved favor towards us. It's the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man. Grace superabounded. And verse 21 tells us that as sin has reigned unto death, what a despot, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace reigns. How we thank God for that day when, having believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, all by the grace of God, we were declared righteous. It is God who justifies. Grace, that grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Death has been annulled. Death has been abolished. And now, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before eternal times. But it is all by Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a person. The very one who came and put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The very one who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Beloved, let us yield to Him. Let us honor and magnify Him today. Let us continue to give all the praise and glory unto Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Much more beloved.